you in touch with Michigan and the world.
Now, I don't want to get carried away too early, but the Detroit Lions are 2-0. They go on the road to, I guess, East Rutherford, New Jersey, to take on the New York Giants. Monday Night Football, and a rookie lights it up with an 88-yard punt return, among other things, and the Lions come out on top. What a big game. Matt Shepard here. He calls play-by-play for the Lions in the preseason. He does Eastern Michigan football, University of Michigan basketball. He's pretty much everywhere. He's your fantasy guy. Matt Shepard, welcome to the program. Matt, welcome to the program. How you doing?
Good. What's going on, Steve? How are you this morning?
Good. I'm doing great. What a big win for the Lions. That punt return by the kid out of, what is he, San Diego State?
Yeah,
what an amazing play.
Yeah, he's their fifth-round pick. That's right. He runs a 4.3, 4.40. I mean, the dude can flat-out get it going, pick him up, put him down. Now, he had some issues fumbling during the preseason, but last night took a chance and turned it into the biggest play of the game, the 88-yard punt return, fifth longest in Lions history, and first rookie to take it back to the house since Eddie Drummond back in 2002. Probably sealed the deal for Detroit.
I'd say, you know, a big win. They go in, they go on the road, Monday Night Football, prime time. I don't know. I don't like to get too carried away, but maybe this is the year.
Well, I don't know if it's the year, but here's what you can do without getting too carried away. You can judge this team on the first couple of weeks. And instead of people prejudging teams, and I'm not just saying Lions fans, I mean, in general, instead of prejudging teams based on what, you know, a team did back in 1979, for crying out loud, what you can do is you can judge a team based on what you see so far. And what you saw in the first game against Arizona was pretty impressive because that Arizona defense is really good. What you saw last night was really impressive because they had never beaten the Giants at MetLife Stadium, number one. And number two, they're a team that is now 2-0 for the first time since 2011. Seven other teams are 2-0. Some of those teams didn't look all that great getting to 2-0. Carolina didn't look real good last week. I don't know if you saw it, but they were not there. There was nothing really special there. Atlanta's 2-0. They'll be at Ford Field on Sunday. The Falcons in Chicago probably should have lost. So that's the way this league is. Somebody last night during our Lions Live segment tweeted at me that, you know, it's not all that special because they should have blown this team out. The Giants aren't very good. And I basically said to the person, have you watched the NFL lately? I mean, that's what the NFL is. The NFL is about close games and trying to pull it out, and Detroit's done it for two straight weeks, and you got to give them credit for that.
Yeah, that's why, and I ask about the headline today on the Free Press, is it time to start believing in the Detroit Lions? And I guess maybe there's something here. And how about the Lions defense? You know, they played pretty stiff last night.
Well, that's the whole thing. Look, football is the ultimate team sport. DJ Lang said it last night after the game. Football is the ultimate team sport. One guy isn't going to carry you to a Super Bowl, all right? You got to have some balance. Detroit had good balance last night. They rushed as a team for over 100 yards. They actually had more rushing attempts than passing attempts. Their defense stepped forward, had five sacks, eight tackles for loss, forced another turnover, right? And then you mentioned the Jamal Agnew return for a touchdown on special teams. That's all three phases. Steve, do you know how many teams have a touchdown offensively, defensively, and special teams in the NFL so far? One, the Lions.
So it's off to a good start, I guess. So Atlanta's coming to town. But as you look down, you know, as you do this, I mean, you have a lot of time there in the booth, time to think about things, different scenarios. How do you think the Lions fare? What are their biggest challenges this year? And injuries being that number one, but notwithstanding injuries, what are the biggest challenges, at least in the schedule, as you look down the road?
Well, look, you're about to jump into some elite quarterbacks who you're going to end up playing. Sam Bradford aside, if he does play in a couple of weeks. But you're going to get Matt Ryan. You're going to get Cam Newton. You're going to get Drew Brees. These guys are mobile. They get outside the pocket. The first two quarterbacks they've played have been Carson Palmer and Eli Manning. And though both boast very impressive resumes, and the latter is probably a Hall of Fame quarterback, they do not go outside the pocket very well. They step up into the pocket, but they don't go outside the pocket very well. Detroit's edge rush. Detroit's going to have to bring some pressure from the edge like they did last night. First week, they brought the pressure from within the pocket. those are going to be challenges. They're also going to be facing some big wide receivers. Julio Jones is a good example of that. Marcus Colston a little bit later on for New Orleans. These are big receivers that Detroit's going to have to handle downfield. So the pressure is going to have to continue at the quarterback. And look, defensively, these are some big-time challenges for this team when you're facing these types of guys who like to go downfield. If you're not going to be able to get pressure on the quarterback, you're not going to be able to have success because you're asking an awful lot of your secondary. I think Detroit's been really good. The thing that has impressed me most, Steve, in the first 2 weeks is the defense and each level of its consistency. Up front, the linebackers, and the secondary. I think all have received high marks for the first couple of weeks.
All right, so before I let you go here, Matt Shepard with us here does a lot of work with the Lions, calls the preseason games, calls University of Michigan basketball, anything else. Just looking down to this weekend, let's look a quick, about a minute here. U of M at Purdue, MSU, Notre Dame. What do you think is going to happen? Give me some predictions for those two college football matchups.
Well, State's an underdog to Purdue or to Notre Dame at home. That surprises me. I think MSU's going to beat them. I don't think Notre Dame's very good. That's number one. I think Michigan's going to have a stiff test against Purdue. Purdue's coming off beating Missouri, more than doubling their output. But Michigan's defense, the good thing about that is, first of all, I don't think Purdue's all that deep. I think they're much improved. Jeff Brom's done a great job, much improved. But it's Michigan's defense that you've been able to hang your hat on. Think about this for a second. The teams that are the best, I don't care if it's the NFL, high school, college, the teams that have the most consistent defenses usually go deep, right? Ohio State,
that's Clemson, right.
Alabama. Michigan's defense is the heart and soul of that team. Because of that, gives them the best shot at beating Purdue. I like Michigan over Purdue, but it's going to be tight. I think Michigan State's going to beat Notre Dame because I just don't think the Irish are all that great.
Well done, Matt Shepard. Greatly appreciate it. Good talk to you. I know you're up late, so a good game and a great conversation. Thank you, my friend.
All right, Steve, we'll do it again.
There you have it. Matt Shepard, everybody. We'll take a quick break and wrap things up here on the Steve Rivers Show.